Offside. Eden noter, drugi ven. Francoski predsednik Emmanuel Macron in britanski premier Keir Starmer sta med Macronovim tridnevnim obiskom Združenega kraljestva dosegla dogovor o jedrskem sodelovanju, podpori Ukrajini in ne nazadnje migracijah. Voditelja držav sta se dogovorila za tako imenovano schemo Eden noter, eden ven, s katero bosta državi nadzorovali prehode prek Rokavskega preliva. Schema predvideva, da bodo britanske oblasti lahko osebe, ki v Združeno kraljestvo nezakonito priplujejo s čolni, deportirale v Francijo. V zameno bodo britanske oblasti sprejele enako število prosilcev za azil, ki imajo sorodnike v Združenem kraljestvu. Razlog za podpis dogovora je med povečanje števila prehodov na majhnih plovilih. Po podatkih britanske vlade je v letošnjem letu od začetka julija Rokavski preliv na majhnih čolnih skušalo prečkati več kot 21 tisoč ljudi. Prečkanje meje z majhnimi plovili se je glede na podatke iz lanskega leta povečalo za 56%. Kako se dogovor med državama razlikuje od prejšnjih sporazumov, pojasni Jaša Makaniko, aktivist in raziskovalec na področju migracij.
Basically, it's what happens pretty much every summer, where when there's an improvement in the weather, crossings increase. The right wing, and in particular Farage in England, kind of makes a lot of noise about this. And so there's continuing efforts which really resemble each other. In this case, it's slightly different because there is an attempt to make a deal to return people to France from the UK after their asylum applications are deemed inadmissible. And it seems that they're trying to do something to get around the law, basically to try to establish that if people come irregularly, they are automatically not supposed to be able to successfully apply for asylum. And that's one big problem. But the other side of it is that there is the idea of having some sort of proceedings in France to decide what people can be sent to the UK. So you have the UK returning people who have crossed irregularly, but at the same time in parallel, and that might be a slight improvement, there is the idea of either having some sort of asylum proceedings in France, or actually to select people on the basis of them being priorities because they have, they're attempting to do family reunification in the UK, for example. So the idea is that for every person who gets sent back from England to from the UK to France, France should be able to send some people along a safe route to the UK, which means they wouldn't have to take the boat crossings.
Sogovornik poudarja, da ni jasno, kako bo potekalo vračanje ljudi v Francijo. Nekoliko bolje od dogovoru opredeljen sistem združevanja družin v Združenem kraljestvu. Dogovor sicer ne predvideva dodatnih finančnih sredstev, le prestrukturiranje starih.
And it doesn't seem that there was any more kind of financial contribution envisaged, but it was more money which had already been decided that the UK would pay, kind of being reused to support this new, more forceful scheme, basically. And basically, regarding returns from the UK to France, initially they would be limited in terms of numbers to a maximum of 50 per week, which would mean slightly more than 2,000 in the year, which considering that 20,000 people have already arrived, so numerically it won't make much of the impression. But at the same time, the Labour government is kind of thinking that it would made an impact in terms of dissuasion and in terms of making people understand that these sea crossings are in fact pointless. Now, for those coming to the UK, an individual in France would submit an expression of interest application for the new routes, and the Home Office would make a decision about it once the people have undergone biometric checks. So, but anyone who has arrived in the UK by small boats and was returned to France already will not be eligible for the legal route to the UK. So they're trying to get people to sign up as expressions of interest to this new route.
Dogovorjena schema je podobna dogovoru med Turčijo in Evropsko unijo iz leta 2016. Ta določa, da za vsakega migranta, ki je skušal prečkati mejo med Turčijo in Grčijo in so ga grške oblasti vrnile v Turčijo, Unija odobri ponovno naselitev sirskega begunca, ki je bil predtem nastanjen v Turčiji, v Evropski uniji. Kot podarja Makaniko, je dogovor med Unijo in turškimi oblastmi povzročil poslabšanje razmer za ljudi v migrantskih centrih na grških otokih.
So this, in a way, the only thing I can think of which could kind of be an example of what they're trying to do is the EU-Turkey deal from 2016, where there was the idea that people from Greece, people who arrived irregularly from Turkey to Greece, could be returned to Turkey as long as they stayed on the islands. And that led to a worsening of conditions in reception and detention centers on the Greek islands, because they would be people who had entered irregularly and were awaiting to be transferred to Turkey. But then if you go and look at the figures, Turkey has taken back very few people, but a lot of people who have arrived from Turkey have kind of had a big worsening of their conditions in detention or in reception centers because of that measure and the fact that only people who stayed on the islands would be eligible to be sent back to Turkey. So that's the closest analogy that I can think. So that's up. It has been going on for a lot of years, but at the same time, it hasn't been working as it was planned because the returns to Turkey are not really happening because Turkey is not accepting them.
Makaniko ob tem pojasnjuje, da se nasilje in zapiranje migrantskih kampov že dogajata, zlasti na severu Francije.
And at the same time, there is a continuing issue with the violence that is taking place in Calais and the whole northern Channel region, which is something which these associations have highlighted, because there is a policy of zero point de fixation by the French authorities, which means that as soon as conditions become decent in any of the camps, they get destroyed by, you get the police intervening to destroy it. And so during an eviction in June, on the 18th of June, of an informal living space in northern France, three people were killed. So, and they're saying this is a continuum of violence which goes from the camps to the border, and now is spreading into the sea, and in particular after a shipwreck which happened on 24 November 21, in which around 30 people died due to non-intervention by the French and British authorities, which the French authorities are kind of now facing legal cases about it.
V zadnjih letih se sporazumi med državama pogosteje nanašajo na majhne čovne, čeprav ti ne predstavljajo velikega deleža vseh nezakonitih prehodov meje. Po poročanju časnika Le Monde so začetna poročila pokazala, da bi v okviru dogovora britanske oblasti v Francijo vrnile približno 50 oseb tedensko, torej okoli 2600 ljudi letno. To predstavlja okrog 6% zabeleženih nezakonitih prehodov Rokavskega preliva z majhnimi čovni. Več sogovornik.
And it's also the final stage in a cooperation which has been going on for a long time, because the first protocol of this type was the Tangat Protocol, which was struck in 1991. Except for in that period, and also for the Treaty of Le Couquet, which was in 2003 and intensified that cooperation, there they were talking about securing the channel and also making sure that people didn't manage to cross inside vehicles. Instead, the more recent frameworks for cooperation, which by which I mean the Sandhurst Treaty in 2018, which followed Brexit, And the three-year deal, which was struck in March 2023, are kind of more about focusing on the small boat crossings.
Kot pojasnjuje sogovornik, prečkanja na majhnih čovnih niso tako številčna, a jih politiki pogosto porabijo za nabiranje političnih točk. Kostrejši migrantski politiki laburistične vlade vpliva tudi notranje politično dogajanje v Združenem kraljestvu. Starmerjevi laburistični vladi podpora pada, povečuje pa se novo ustanovljeni desničarski stranki Reform UK, ki svoj program utemeljuje prav na ostri protimigrantski retoriki.
A minor proportion of the people irregularly in the country, and in most cases, I haven't checked recent figures, but it used to be that people overstaying their visas were the main source of kind of presence of so-called irregular migrants in the country. So no, it's a very minor phenomenon, but at the same time, it's very prominent in the media. And the far right, particularly Farage's Reform UK party and the right-wing Tories as well, are making a lot of noise every time that the number of migrants arriving by boat kind of increase. And that's always something that happens during the summer, also because one of the main elements is the weather conditions.
Britanske oblasti so bile pred nastopom Brexita podpisnice Dublinske uredbe, ki je državam unije dovoljevala vrnitev prosilcev za azil v prvo državo znotraj EU, v katero so vstopili. Starmer ukrep utemeljuje, čež da je država od izstopa iz Evropske unije leta 2020 imela manj nadzora nad svojimi mejami, kar je ravno nasprotno napovedanim zagovornikom Brexita. Z izstopom iz Evropske unije je Združeno kraljestvo izgubilo dostop do skupne baze prstnih odtisov prosilcev za azil, zato britanske oblasti ne vedo, ali so osebe, ki skušajo prečkati preliv, za azil že zaprosile v državah Evropske unije. Več mehaniko.
It seemed that there was a moment just after Brexit when the French kind of had a feeling that that sea crossings were not so much of a priority anymore, because it could show the UK that it had made a mistake through Brexit. Of course, a number of formal schemes and policy cooperation has kind of broken down, but at the same time, you have Starmer trying to walk a tightrope, basically between trying to find agreements with EU partners that are effective in tackling issues like this small boat, what they are referring to as a crisis with the small boats, and at the same time, not making right-wing elements kind of or Brexit supporting elements think that he's betraying Brexit. So that's a very difficult thing to do.
V skladu s sporazumom o Brexitu se mora Francija pred uveljavitvijo dogovora posvetovati z Evropsko komisijo. Sporazumu sicer nasprotuje peterica držav – Italija, Španija, Malta, Ciper in Grčija. Sogovornik ocenjuje, da Evropska komisija ne bo preprečila uveljavitve dogovora.
At the same time, I have seen some commentary about this, in particular by Professor Steve Pearce, and he seems to suggest, and I agree with that view, that the Commission can't really do very much to stop that. And because it's matters which pertain to member states' sovereignty and security in particular, because they decided that immigration policy and security are kind of synonyms in a way, or at least that migration policy must always be considered in terms of security, that France actually can strike a deal with the UK about this. Maybe it will have to do some other agreement with its EU partners to govern the situation of these people, or to maybe say that they'll keep them in France rather than they won't apply to the Dublin regulation. But I don't think that there are too many ways in which the Commission could block this initiative by France, but at the same time, if there is there are enough member states who are heavily opposed, it might lead to some problems for France. But I don't expect it would be anything that would stop the plan from going ahead.
Do dogovora pa niso kritične le nekatere članice Evropske unije, temveč tudi koalicija nevladnih organizacij, ki opozarja na nasilne in tako imenovane pullbacke, ki jih izvajajo francoski organi.
There was a case which had a lot of media coverage because there was the BBC was recording it as it was happening, in which some French police officers kind of entered the water and slashed the dinghy before it set off. Which is something which they had been reluctant to do previously, but which, surprisingly, considering that it's a centre-left government, the Keir Starmer government sounded quite enthusiastic about. It's interesting that France, in order to normalise what it has done with the interception of that dinghy and the slashing of it, it's kind of requested a proposal from the Interministerial Committee of the Ocean in order to authorise the I'm talking from a statement which the cross-border forum have done, with the intention to authorize the dangerous and potentially deadly practice of police interventions in shallow waters, which is otherwise forbidden under international law.
Priča smo torej še enemu ukrepu pod pretvezo za ustavljanje tihotapcev in prijaznega združevanja družin na otoku, ki v resnici poglablja negotovost situacije za osebe na poti. Starmer tako ni daleč od ruanskega načrta, ki so ga predlagali torici, Macron pa nadaljuje svoje družbeno čiščenje v Franciji. Offside je pripravila Tija.
And that's the end of this BBC News.